Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson from Bonus Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. This is Ms. Foxbody. If you would like to speak with your host tonight, please press 1. Your host is Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How about yourself, Ms. Foxbody?
I'm doing great. I'm doing that for you right now. I did get a call back, and I'm doing that.
Okay. We'll see if we can wait till we get Ms. Vaughn. Hello. Jay.
Yes.
How you doing? This is Maryland State Governor Tricky Ricky, who has finally made his return back to the Grudge Inc. talk show.
Well, man, I'd like to be one of the first to congratulate you on the strength that it takes to get up and go under your circumstances. I appreciate you coming back and representing Grudge Inc. And I want you to know that the Grudge Inc. world have truly missed you. But we do understand that, you know, in time of need, we have to do what we do.
Well, I appreciate you understanding that. With that being said, I'd like to do something a little different from here on out. And Mr. J. Bond is going to lead us off with that. Since, as most know, if you don't, my mother passed October the 20th, and it's been a fairly rough time. I'm dealing with it pretty good. And since then, a lot of people have died within the last couple weeks. Some that I know, some that I don't know, some are friends of mine, but it's just, for me, very ironic that this stuff is happening at the rate that it's happening at, and I don't know if it's because of my own personal situation now, you know, shedding some light on what's really going on in the world or not, but I would like to start off the show from here on out with a prayer. And just a moment of silence after the prayer for those who have passed or have loved ones they have lost recently. So, Jay Barnes, if you can, would you lead us in the prayer, please?
I will, and I appreciate this opportunity, and I would like to tell everybody that I appreciate the fact that we all need to look and be conscious of our spirituality and remember that we do have a soul that exists that will spend eternity somewhere. So let's work hard while we're alive to uplift God and do what we can, you know, to improve. So let me start the prayer. Heavenly Father, Jehovah, it's in the name of your loving Son, Jesus Christ, that we approach you tonight, thanking you for all the many blessings that you have put upon us. Jehovah, we pray that you send your Holy Spirit to be with us and open our minds and heart to your ways. You have sent us an instruction book known as the Holy Bible. And all it takes is a little time on our part to read it, to understand you. We don't always need to hear it from the pulpit, which that helps, but it's just a simple thing of sitting down and reading your word directly from you. Help us, Jehovah, and guide us in the path of your righteousness. Bless us and have mercy on us. Forgive us for our shortcomings and our sins. We pray that all the things that is accomplished by us through you brings glory to your name. Thank you again for all the many things. Thank you for our family and friends. Protect us and guide us. And above all, forgive us for our shortcomings and our sins. Thank you, Jehovah, for all things. In the name of your loving Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. All righty. And like I said, everybody give us a moment of silence for those people who have lost loved ones or friends, relatives, or whomever, a moment of silence. All right. Thank you, Jay Boss.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
I know you got something going on right now, so I look forward to hearing back from you after the 9 o'clock hour.
All right. Yes, give me a call. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Okay. Miss Foxbody.
Yes.
Did you attend the race this weekend at Macon?
I did.
Since you're the only one that we have on the line right now from down there, can you tell us a little bit about how the show was?
We had a really great turnout. We stayed open that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Let me pause you. I'm sorry. For those who don't know, that was bad on my part. For those who don't know, there was a big race at Macon Dragway this past weekend, Saturday, it was called the Final Hit, where we had people from all over come to Macon the race, Florida, Texas, Detroit, Illinois, Mississippi, Louisiana. I don't know about North Carolina or South Carolina, but it was a big event. Had quite a bit of grudge racing going on there. For those who don't already know about it, some would say it was a little bit of a battle between Macon and House of Hook with Mike Hill. Mike Hill's race that he threw there, but in the end, I think both places had a good turnout. And that was that. So I just want to let everybody know what the race is that I'm having this Foxbody tell people about. So sorry about that, Ms. Foxbody, but you go ahead.
No problem. I'm going to do my best to tell you what I can because I don't know everyone by name. But we did have a great turnout both Friday and Saturday. Sunday, majority of people had left town. But we didn't have any accidents. We had one small little mishap at the end. I'm not sure who it was. I'm sorry?
I said, uh-huh.
We had one mishap towards the end. I'm not sure who it was, but whoever it was, he hit the exact same spot Tony Bynes hit when he last raced down there. And he was okay. He messed up the car a little bit. He was upset about that, but he was okay. We had plenty of, I can't name the people right now who it was that raced and had their big money on the line, but I'm in charge of running the tree, so I just concentrated on my job was running the tree, but there were some great races, and I will do more to get you better information. That's all
okay.
I have for you.
All right. Well, I reached out to quite a few people today and yesterday to let them know that I will be back on the show today. Would you happen to have Nephew Pete in the queue?
Could you give me the last four of his phone?
You put me on the spot now. I got to get to it. What is the number? 804. I don't want to be wrong. Wait a minute. Shame on you for putting me on the spot.
I'm sorry, you said Pete?
Yes. 804-0433.
Pete, your mic is open.
What's going on? How y'all doing this evening?
All right, what's up, brother Pete?
What's happening, Rick? What's happening?
Not too much. All right, for those who don't know, Nephew Pete was, I guess you want to call it, auditioning for a spot in Grudge Inc. for a talk show. We did a Monday night episode with Cold Killer on the Mario Mondays. And through some, I guess you want to call it, trials and tribulations and not being able to catch up with each other, they were not able to, Pete and Jay Bonds weren't able to click as you know, catch up with each other on a time basis to set up something. So Nephew Pete has decided to be my co-host on Thursday. So now we're going to have a stronger base of Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. So Pete can carry his half down the bottom, and I can carry my half up top up here. And we can all get along a whole lot better and have a lot more excitement. So what you got going on today, Pete?
I ain't doing nothing, just getting up from work off that truck, man, that's all. Just sitting down,
yeah.
getting my parts together for 2013, that's all.
Yeah. I've been hearing y'all coming gung ho from my understanding.
Yeah, we come back with Revenge this year, next year, level 2013. We're going to cause some havoc around here.
Okay. Hey, well, I understand there's a race at Dinwiddie on the 24th. Would you happen to have any information on that you can put out there right now?
Not really. I haven't really seen the flyer. I've just been seeing stuff on the internet. I know they're supposed to have two lockdown races, the DC Sniper versus the Old Jacks, and then they had the rematch with Purple Rain and Wayne Brown. And I thought they got like a gambler's race and like a top sportsman race, I believe. Now, I'm not for sure. I got to check it out, but they got some testing tune all day from as far as I understand. But I don't know if that knows all that's going on down there. Right now.
Okay. All right. Well, Miss Foxbody, can you get my good friends Capital Raceway and Monster on the line?
Capital Monster, mic is open.
Good evening, fellas.
Hello.
Monster.
Yeah. Hello, Ricky.
What's up, Jamie?
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Ricky. Hey, Monster. How you doing? Hey, Jamie.
What's up?
Hey, Rick. Hey,
hello,
Jimmy.
Hello, Monster. Hello, Mr.
What's
Monster.
What's up, Miss Foxbody? How the world treating you?
I'm great. How are you?
Every day I wake up, I thank God.
What's going on, Jamie and Jimmy and BJ?
Another day in paradise. I just wanted to thank Mr. Jay Barnes for the way we started that show off and. You know, glory to God, praise God, man. We're all here, and basically what I think he's trying to do right now, he's telling all of us, wake up, people. Wake up. Pay attention. But we're doing fine, man. It was a fabulous day. You know, we're real excited about next year. We're starting to talk with some of the promoters to set some of these schedules up. Al Hanna called me today. I had a nice conversation with him. He's looking forward to next year, and he loved it down here. Just had, said he had one of the greatest times he had, and he's looking forward to next year with us.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, we took in, you know, we were pushed right to the wall so bad, we said we were going to take last week off. We, Jimmy and I missed the show as well, and, of course, we didn't get any time off at all, but we did miss the show. We apologize for that. But, you know, we felt that everything was a great success. We closed it out. We wanted to thank Keith and Kenny Soline for all their help with that nostalgia show. The 422 Motorsports, Al Hanna, Jill with the jet car, Jaeger Naves, he brought those funny cars down. That was just an awesome show. Monster, we want to thank you, Sterling, Derek, you know, everybody to just help us, you know, with this year and to be a success that we had. Man, we're just delighted.
Yep, but it was definitely a nice end of the year. You know, I know some things and everything take time to be perfected. But I think you guys handled the situations very well and show promise. Again, like I said before, you know, you guys have pulled a lot of old spiders out the woodworks to come back to the track. So just seeing that means that you got.
We, Mr. BJ,
Mr.
928. Yeah, Ms. Fox, I was going to say, Mr. BJ just came in and joined us. He's here.
How you guys doing? Good to hear you all's voice again.
What's going on, BJ? How you been?
Oh, I've been doing just fine, doing real fine. Feeling a little bit under the weather today, getting the old cold bugs getting a hold of me, but other than that, I'm doing fine.
I'm covering myself up. I can't afford to be sick. I'm backing up here. Give me one of them breathing apparatuses, Jim. Give me that oxygen mask. I can't take no time off.
Hey, Rick, you down there?
Yeah, go ahead, Moss.
Hey, Rick, I want to say something to you and representative of Custom Tees Racing, Larry and I, and the whole DMV. We know things have been really tough for you, but we want to say to you, the last couple weeks with you having to take off the show and go do what was most important, is take care of home going. We just wanted to say that you handled things in such a manner that it showed all of us that we have to be grateful for what we have. And we give you our deepest sorrows, and you know, we know that God does things in mysterious ways, and sometimes we don't understand, but it'll all work out, and we're just proud of you for the things that you do, just like Capital said, for the DMV, for Custom Tees. You know, we were really excited for you to go down to Macon, and I need to share this. He called us immediately to say that he definitely wasn't going to be able to go because Custom Tees wanted to make sure that Rick could represent the DMV. And I wanted to share with you again that Larry made an emphasis on me that they got a race in March or whatever next year, and that he's willing to do whatever it takes to make sure you're there in representation of us here in the DMV. So, you know, just because one door closes doesn't mean that God doesn't open another. So I just wanted to say to you that you've handled things like a true man, and you definitely should be proud that you stepped up and you took care of business for your family. And that's what a lot of people don't understand about things. Like the guys at Capital. You heard Jamie come in there and Jimmy in the background. You know, the things we do often are through the eyes of God. So I just wanted to say to you that I give you big props for the way you handle things. So I'm going to get off of that because I don't want people texting me or emailing me about it. It's not about preaching and all that. It's about the realities. And we're proud.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but it's all factual. You know what I mean? I thought it was appropriate, and not only did I let you know and Larry know that I wouldn't be able to make it, when I found out maybe a couple minutes after I found out, I sent Jay Barnes a text message letting him know that I wasn't gonna be able to make it. So, you know, it's a proper way to do everything, and I try to follow that as much as I can. I know sometimes I'm not perfect, so you know sometimes it doesn't go that way. But in this situation, I felt as though it was best that I said something right away, so nobody will be expecting or guessing or not knowing, you know, what happened if I didn't show up. So I just thought that was the proper way to do it. Racing in my blood, as most know, you know, I mainly get it from my father. My mom did race in her time, so I get it from her too. As bad as I wanted to go, I wasn't in the right mindset to go. And afterwards, I wanted to go test my car that Sunday. But, you know, my crew stepped in and was like, nah, you know, your mind ain't right. Regardless of what you're telling us, we know your mind ain't right, so we're not going to let you get no car. And I respect that. But, you know, everything is done. I had my moment, and I saw her off. And as you just said, God do work in mysterious ways. She ain't gone. Matter of fact, I just saw, to me, which was another ironic situation. I came home the other day and saw a shooting star go past, and I got out of my truck. So she's right here.
Hey, you know you best not cut up, because she's going to reach down on you, color boy.
Yeah. Well, she's right here. She ain't gone nowhere. And,
yeah,
you know,
and I just wanted to...
She be at the racetrack with me Sunday. When I make that pass against the truth.
And just to add, Rick, to go along with kind of what Monster said, and... yeah, I'm just glad to hear you're in good spirits in this difficult time, because, you know, he makes it very clear to us that, you know, when we're weak, the Lord is strong. And when we feel like we're strong, he's weak, and we feel like we don't need him. But he is there. We don't understand things right now. We get through this journey, this thing we call life here, trying to help one another. And one day we'll get to meet him face to face, be back in with the people that we lost, and have a conversation and get the answers at that time. But until then, we just have to get through this thing one day at a time. That's all.
Yeah, well, I like to just say, I mean, you know, in life, there's going to be plenty of things that you don't understand. You can't figure out. You don't know why. You know what I mean? But you don't stop there and keep wondering. You know what I mean? You think, but you keep pushing on.
That's right.
And as long as you push on, you know, you can get through anything, but you have to push on. And, you know, my parents have always taught me that, not really to dwell on anything. So, you know, I had somebody talk to me, in other words, and I'm going to sum this up. Basically, they said, you know, I would be selfish to still wonder here if she was having complications, but she's in a better place. But physically, she's not here, but, you know, she's always going to be there with me. So with that being said, you know, I've already seen signs that she's still around. So I'm good now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all right.
You know, once you get to that point, then, you know, you're good.
Yeah.
So all I'm right, good.
So let's get down to the nitty gritty. Who's getting
down
cut
on
Sunday?
My face ass, I'm going on Sunday. That's the nitty gritty.
Hey, Mons, I'll put that same thing. Come on, Rick, give me the detail. Give us a detail Sunday.
Yeah,
what time?
Hey, what's up, Pete?
What's
going
on?
Big
what's
bro?
Going on, Mons? I just heard him say it, so come on, spit it out. What's going on?
Yeah, down on Mark Hayes' ass, I'm going. I will be in the Malibu, and I'm running their Mustang. They got a small block Mustang, I guess. The affidavit that he brought to me, I'm gonna be technical. The affidavit that he brought to me actually, no, the stiff paper that he brung to me said, Mustang, run what you brung, Malibu, run what you brung. So I don't know what they're going to have in this Mustang. But it's a Mustang on 29s with Willie Bars. I'm giving them the back tire with my Malibu. Got a Clem in the eighth, in the lanes by 4:30, track rules. DP man on the start line, cameraman at the eighth mile mark to verify the gap. Or the clear, should I say, but it'll be a gap. And, you know, 5-1-2, and it is what it is. I asked, was Mark driving when he came to the barbershop to post the money with the DP man, money sealed in the envelope and all. And he kind of smirked at me and asked me, did it make a difference? And I told him, yeah, I said, yeah, it kind of, you know, I thought I'd get a 2-for-1 at the same time, but, you know, I don't think he wants it. He don't want that, so I don't think he's gonna get in the car. But with that being said, Ms. Foxbody has informed me that we have some callers in the queue. So if we can, I'd like to take some callers. But I would like to know, you know, since this year is just about to a close, we got about 3 more weeks of racing. Everything is kind of went okay towards the middle to the end part of the year, but what are some things that people would like to see change or better next year as far as this grudge racing stuff or racing just in general, but mainly with grudge racing? So with that being said, Ms. Foxbody, can you give us the next caller, please?
Yes, we have Kev. Kev, your mic is on.
What's up, Rick?
What's up, Kev?
This your boy. Where's my partner that was on me with me last week? I hear him on the phone.
I'm here. What's up, my man?
Oh, man, I want to give praise to Rick and being a strong man that he's doing and he's keeping it going. And I want you to know I talked to your buddy this weekend.
Who?
Harold Martin.
Which one?
Okay.
Harold Martin.
Yeah, I talked to him this weekend. Guys, we had one of our legends pass away, Hollywood Sam. And we had a memorial dinner for him Sunday. We raised enough money for him and his kids, and we had a memorial for him today. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing that racers come together. And Rick, man, you're doing a beautiful job, man. You know, I love you, man. Keep on doing what you're doing, you know?
Well, I appreciate it, but, you know, I got to be strong and keep it moving because I know that that's what she would want me to do. So.
Right. Right, and she, you know what? She wants you to do it and all of us to do it, you know, and that's why I looked at Sam today. I was like, you know, we're dealing with a lot, and we're keeping it going. You know, we're trying to keep it going, you know. And,
yeah.
Rick, man, you the man. You know, you the man. You know that, don't you?
Well, no, I ain't. You may tell me I'm the man, but that ain't what I set out to be. I'm just being trying to do what I do, you know what I mean?
But in my eyes, Rick, what I like about you, you're a girl racer. You know, you just do the damn thing. You know, honestly, you do the damn thing. You know, it's not like, oh, well, I'm not going to raise you because you got this and that. No, I'm going to get down with you, you know. And, man, we had the show Saturday night and last Thursday. And I thought we had a show to legends last week. And your partner on the phone right now, man, he had the show going.
Yeah.
He had people calling in talking about the legends. It was beautiful. I mean, that was one of the best show that I enjoyed being a part of, you know, and man, it was beautiful, man. We just talked about the legends from the East Coast, West Coast, to the North and the South, and we had them going.
Wasn't that amazing, though, Kevin, all them people that were calling in there about that? I got more texts and calls afterwards. That's what amazed my phone lit up because they were like, wow, we had no idea. And I was laughing.
No, we didn't. And you know what messed me up was? That Harold Martin had walked into the restaurant we had the dinner at, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my fiance, she goes, well, who was he? And I'm like, well, why'd you ask him who he is, you know? And I didn't picture his face. So then Harold was standing behind me. She said, well, who are you, sir? Because we had people, she was, you know, had people signing in. And I said, I'm Harold Martin. I turned and I said, Harold, I'm sorry, man. I said, no disrespect to you, sir. I said, I didn't know who you was when you walked in. The lights was a little dim and all this and that. I said, we talked about you last week on the show, but he said he's going to call in this Saturday night to get on the show, you know. and we just talked and talked, and, you know, and Harold was like, man, you need anything, just come see me. But, you know, we were talking about the legends and stuff, and, you know, we lost a legend, you know, Tricky Ricky's mom, because, you know, she brought a beautiful son in this world to do the things that he's doing today, you know what I'm saying? And to his parents, and, you know, and to Hollywood Sam, you know, and we don't keep this thing going, dude. I mean, Tricky and all you guys, I'm going to keep your names going to the day I die.
We appreciate it.
You know?
But yeah, Sunday, we're going to call you Sunday and tell you what he do to that car Sunday, because that's going to be a big one down there on Sunday. Who you riding with, Pete?
I don't know, Mars. I ain't never seen this car.
Wait. When have you known Pete the Stutter? Now he's talking about,
I know. He sound like a Frenchman over there, don't he?
hey, Mars, I ain't never seen the car he running, so it's hard to pick a car when you got a blind car. You know, I've never seen the Mustang, so. But Rick giving up an awful lot there, so he got his hands full.
What? I'm going to get this way, Monster and Rick and everybody. I'm going to get this way. Rick is a true grudge racer. He's a racer from heart. So, made the best man win, but my money on Rick. Hey, Rick, I'm going to nail you out 10,000 in the morning. That cool with you?
You going to do what now?
I'm going to nail you out by 10 grand in the morning. That good with you?
Yep, I got you covered, baby.
That's what I want to hear.
I'm trying to tell you.
They don't call them Tricky for nothing, now. You got to realize
that's
that.
That's what I keep trying to tell them, man. They don't get it, man. I be trying to tell them that. But
a man named Tricky, you know what I'm saying? When a man got the word of Tricky, you know, as my grandson told me one day, and I was playing with my daughter, and I said, well, Daddy, what y'all about to do? I said, we about to go do some tricking today. I said, I like to take your grandkids to the mall and find me a new woman, right? And my grandson said, Granddad, we going shrinking? I said, yeah, we going shrinking today. So, you know, don't you be telling him that.
Right.
Hey, Rick.
But Rick,
you're
calling
that little boy
Rick,
up already.
Hey, Rick.
You got something with him.
You ain't Tricky Ricky. You Ricky shrinking. You shrinking.
Yeah, that's Ricky shrinking. Yeah, that's me. Hey, well, look, let's go ahead and get some more of these calls. I don't want to be bipartisan to nobody and keep people waiting since it's been a while. So, Ms. Foxbody, can we get the next caller, please?
Yes, Lenore, your mic is on.
Ooh, boy,
hey,
I
Ricky.
Thought you just said Lenore.
Hey, Ricky.
Yes.
This is Leonard from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
The home of the Fayetteville Motorsport. You remember I used to live in Maryland with the Blue Nova?
Yeah. What's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm good, sir. About
your show, and I think it's great. But
I appreciate it. It's something that's been needed here for quite some time, but now we got it. So, you know,
well,
we're
the word is getting out, and you know, I hear a lot of people in the South here talking about it. So, you know, your buddy Sonny, he told me about it, and I hadn't heard about it. But case in point, I'm trying my first big block out. You know, I'm a small block man, and
right.
I've been to the bracket final for the last 5 years with Fayetteville Motorsport.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I went to a big block, but question is, some pointers, you know, how you handling them, like the small block or the big blocks? There's a little small 5-6-1. 30 over?
Yeah, a little small.
Well, it's small,
a little small
compared to what a lot of people run. Do you have any time on one that small? Do you have any knowledge of one, any literature on it?
Yeah, Leonard, man, when you was here, I started out, I had a 468. I went to a 477 to a 565. So, yeah, I got a little experience with it.
What is it that you need help with?
Huh?
Well, first of all, I was told the carburetor is too small, a 750. I'm just trying it out because the Lord spare me in the springtime when I start out my bracket program with Fayetteville Motorsport, hoping in 2013 that you bring your program to the South, you know, amongst other programs that come and go here, you know.
Right.
And I'm sure you know the contacts down here, you know, at Favor Motorsport.
Yeah.
Owner, black guy, Alfonso. And I'm sure he'll work with you. And just listening to you, it would be an added attraction to the South. And I'm hoping that y'all get it together to come, you know. So, you know, North Carolina got 63 racetracks. For the record, 63 drag strips, east, west, north, and south of the triangle. So, but Favor is one of the main attractions on this side of the beltway, you know, of North Carolina 95. But I'll work out my little program, but it's I'm gonna be short and brief. I'm happy that I got to talk to you, and you're doing good, and sorry about your loss, and I know you just keep on pushing. And in the event, I sure hope to see you soon.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I feel the same, Lenard. I mean, I don't get to see you unless you up here, and that may be a rarity.
I couldn't up there. I'm in and out most of the time. But I got the car going, you know. But when you're entitled to those bracket finals, bracket program, it puts you a little entitled to, like, week-to-week program. But I've seen there are more to life than that in drag racing, so such as growth matches, the North against the South, all the different programs throughout the South, which is hard to get to all of them. But point in saying that, just going by word of mouth, listening to the aftermath of those races, Lord spare me, I'm going to try to make some, bring my little program, which is my car, up there and just participate.
All right, well, that's what's up. Well, I tell you what, we can chop it up off the air, you know, about the car and stuff. Do you want me to get the number from Sonny?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
And it's always a pleasure talking to you. And I'm still be online listening.
Yep, well, I appreciate it. Don't you go nowhere. I think you'll enjoy the show.
It's been entertaining. Hey, Rick.
Okay. Yes.
Hey, Rick. Hey, I got a question for these guys. You know, a lot of guys are buying these big motors, but if anybody remember back in the days when Chuck Samuels and all was back over at GM Nationals, they used to run the 477s.
Mm-hmm.
I love that motor. I'd take that motor with 632 on nitrous any day. Damn things did the work.
The only difference, you know, I mean, of course back then it still wasn't a conventional head motor, but you know, there are some tricks of the trade in doing that. But, you know, you have to be aware or know those tricks of the trade to get a small motor like that to run. Even with a conventional head motor, depending on how it's built, that's still a mean piece. I mean, the little 477 I had ran nines on spray. And what little I knew at the time when I started out with that about nitrous, I had the thing running like 560s with it in a heavy, in my Malibu, which was heavier at that time. In my very first 10-5 race that I entered in, which was at Capital Raceway, I raced at that time the fastest man on 10-5s, which was Gil Mobley,
mm-hmm.
and his silver Chevy 2.
Mm-hmm.
And he went a 540, and this was back when they had a 706 or a 710 in the Nova back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little 477. He went 542 to my 563. He got me on the tree a little bit, but you know, you couldn't tell me nothing at that time for me to have what I have and to be running with the fastest man on 10.5s at the time. So it takes some craftsmanship and some knowledge to get that stuff to work. So,
well, tell me, am I still on the mic?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, due to the fact that during the bailout of the GM dealership down in the South, so they start liquidation of selling out all the parts, I bought one of their motors out of the warehouse. It was a 30/454. They sell them all day, $500. They're Crake motors, brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Took a chance on one. Never dealt one, stuck a Reddit in the car. So this is what I'm saying. In these warehouses, they sell these GM Crate motors for little nothing because they no longer have nothing to put them in. So it's that's for the record in case anybody want to know.
Okay. Well, I agree with Ricky said, you know, there were tricks to make these things go. I know some guys got 468 that run real good, you know. Small cubes with a lot of spray on them. I've seen the bigger motors run real good. I've seen the smalls run good. You know, it's like Ricky said, it depends on your research, educate yourself. You know, just don't go to a guy's shop, sell it's what you need, and then, you know, you're spending $10,000 and you could have spent $3,000. You know, it's about educating ourselves. This is my personal opinion. It's my, you know, educating ourselves to do it, you know.
Are you from Maryland? Where about you from?
I'm from Detroit.
Detroit, okay. I'm from North Carolina, Fayetteville.
Yes, sir.
Fort Bragg.
And they got some cars down in the Carolinas on the East Coast. It's something to reckon with. I mean, Ricky is one of the ones who's not to reckon with. I mean, they want to talk or they want to talk. But you
well, I'd like to see him with his program in Fayetteville because they have a lot of top classes week by week, every week, what he do. They pay guys to come in because these people down here, this is what they run to, all grudge match. They ain't too much into the bracket race. They into those big shows.
Well, I used to be in the bracket racing real heavy, and I ran some classes. And I later next guy and I get beat. I'm just laying burping all around the truck. Well, I got the lost light. I'm laying the guy and burping him all day. I'm just laying next to him. Whoop. I'm laying next to him. I got a fender in front of me. You know, and this is my thing. I like the grudge racing because if I come to Tricky, if I come to you, you know, it's done and said. So I like it. I love it. I'm not gonna lie. I love it. Because I'm putting my money up, you know. I mean, you think back in the day we used to bracket race. You run five rounds and might win 2,000. I'm getting a scenario. I know it's not that much. Let's say 2,000. But I get with Rick and get with you and say, hey, man, we're going to do it for 1,500. We're going to do it for 1,000. You know.
Well, a grudge match is like going to the club with everybody's dancing. Everybody coming there with a style or a fashion. It depends on who's prepared. And who's is recognized always come to the top. So it is what it is. Just like I say, it's entertaining, and you don't know what you're gonna get. Especially when they set up a program where, like for instance, Rick comes to Fairville. Hopefully, that promoter have put aside some money for his travel or whatever because a part of the show. Other than come there and barbecue all day and sit there, you know.
Right.
You know,
well,
so I like those programs that's already set up with the promoter, with these guys coming from far away, that they if they don't make the two runs, it's entertaining. The people paying $25 to see great cars set up there in the stand and barbecue all evening and ride golf carts. We pay that money to see the show.
And I gave Rick a scenario about maybe 2 months ago on the show. And here in Upper Detroit, I mean, our track is constantly going. I mean, it's constantly going. I mean, you got your heavy hitters, you got your little guys. I give it that way, you know, there's little guys. and the track is constantly going. There's nothing sitting still up here in Detroit. I mean, we always are going. You know, if it's a motorcycle car, or whatever, you know.
The Texas Tuner is always going to go, but the main event is the guys that's got the show. This is what people came far and far away to see, the show.
Right, but you can't forget the little guy. The little guy makes that show, too.
See, like, for instance, Testing Tune is conducted here in February in North Carolina, starts on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you can see that at any given time, but I'm saying that to say I appreciate the show when people with Carl's caliber like Rick and other people comes and they put on the show. I don't care who wins. It's just the idea of seeing the car go down for show. That's what I'm paying for. I ain't paying for testing tuning.
No, we don't have a lot of testing tuning, sir. We have what I'm saying is that we'll have guys who want to engage. They might have that big status or that semi status. We might have guys who got a freaking gremlin against a Mustang, and they want to get down for $500. They're like, let them go.
Yeah.
So the track is always going. If people are side betting, it's always going to keep the spectators going. It's one thing I have seen, you know, here up here with us. It's always constantly going. I mean, we were over in what was that, Rick? We was over in the South of the North. Biz and Jay Barnes had a sold out show. I mean, a sold out show.
That's good too, but see, number one, everybody know the vendors is gonna come to rack up. Number two, we are there to see those show cars. Number three, it's not a day completed. As you see, one or two of them go down the track, because I see a lot of people talking terms of going to different, like Faber has a sellout every time they have a show.
Right.
And the deal is, a lot of people he's been losing his base, because a lot of people has been complaining about the different top-notch cars, pro cars, come there and sit all day long until the wee-wee hour. When the track goes away, when the dude come on it, then it tries to make fun.
Leonard, let me shed a little bit of light on that real quick. A lot of that is on the racers. It really don't have anything to do with the promoter. It's the racers who choose to sit around the track all day instead of engaging their action in a timely manner. Everybody wants to come to the track and wait till the sun go down before they want to start racing.
Well,
that's cool, but that also shows that, you know, you don't have a handle on your tune-up during the day, and you can only run at night. With that being said, we got Mr. Empire State on, and maybe he can shed a little better light on this subject. If you don't know who that is, that's Terry of the Old Jacks.
Uh-oh, the Old Jacks on the phone.
Yes, good evening to your cricketer, to Ricky.
Okay. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Sitting up here in all this snow, a little cold, but I can talk.
Oh, y'all ain't got some snow already?
Oh, yeah, we got five inches of snow last night.
Well, if you're in the north, you're going to get some snow.
Yeah, in New York, yeah. But anyway, good evening to you. Good evening to you. I heard my little small man, Petey, on the farm, and all my other good friends. Be Terror from the Hood, Jacks. I'm just wanting to listen in. Sounding kind of good, Rick. Keep a good work up.
Hey, Small Black Petey. Hey, Rick.
Huh?
Small Black Petey on the phone?
No, he's Nephew Pete. That's what he's talking about.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. Jimbo Biz went out this weekend to try to see who was the baddest one in the north.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna get. Wait. I want Terry to kind of elaborate on what Leonard was saying about the guys waiting all day to race. Terry, can you shed a little bit of light on that for my man, so he can understand kind of what goes on and why it goes on that way?
First of all, the reason why it goes on, Rick, because to me it looks like everybody's a little afraid of each other, and they're waiting on the racetrack to get good or get bad. Right. Most time, if we out there racing, we try to pick the right time when the track is right, when the sun is beaming off it or on it, you know, to make the racetrack right. But a lot of guys, if you got a real fast car, if you think that you're a little faster than him, what he'll do, he'll wait until it get chilly. I hope you pick the tires loose.
Right.
When you come to race these guys, you got to set a particular time on them. I have a lot of problems with racing guys, and if they feel like they can win when the racetrack gets cold, they'll hold me back until it gets late. I had a couple of guys hold me back when dew is all over the car you can't see.
With these people that's been paid, let's say when a promoter entitled you to come to their track amongst the show, say, look, here's the deal. When or where you make your time run, try to give it the people what they're paying for. Whether you make a 60-foot hop or a 20-foot hop, a lot of people just the idea of just seeing the car out there. They don't know whether he's having a tire problem or a clutch problem. They don't know. But they'd be just trying to see the show. And
right.
What
I kind of wouldn't agree with that, because some of that's been going on and people have been complaining about it. You know, you get these top-notch guys to the track. People have been waiting to see race. And then they get out there and do situations of what you just described, under the 60-foot or half, do this and do that. And then they either don't race and pay the DP. Then, you know, you got your fans upset because now they even came and paid their $20 or $25 to see a race that they've been waiting to see, and they don't see it because, you know, somebody that them paid a deposit.
Right.
So it's still a 50-50 deal.
Yeah.
But as stated, it's more of a trying to be used as a strategy, but it's also used
right. As
a punk out, as to, you know, not really trying to race by wanting to race all day. If you got a handle on your car, it don't matter whether you race when the sun out or when the sun down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree with Rick Robinson. Like,
in the long term,
Rick,
you can lose a little of your base over the period, over the summer, over the spring, because a lot of people now is going to, like, Virginia Motorsport that goes to different tracks, because they'll say, well, Fayetteville, the guys don't never run. They'll sit. Well, I'm not saying that is the case, but you're losing your fan base, and that's where you're making your money at.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's happening everywhere. So it's not in one general location. That's going on everywhere.
Yeah, Rick says it's happening everywhere here in Detroit. But what we do is, Rick, I didn't mean to cut you off and turn me to cut you off, but this is why we have, say, for instance, we may have Danye come over to run Jimbo, Motor City Jimbo. And those guys are getting the stiff and stuff, and so we're going to run at 8 o'clock at night. Well, you know, they're going to run. But I'm just telling you, sir, that the things that we do, we might have all cars in there all day. I mean, our lanes are they're packed to keep the crowd going until they see that big race come. And I understand what you're saying. Is that fair to the fans? Yes and no. But I'm going to tell you this now. I don't own a car like Ricky. I don't own a fast car like that, but I own a decent car. I'm not going to get on track when it's dewy. If you don't pay when it's dewy, I'm putting in my stip. If it gets dewy, we done.
That's too late at night.
Because I'm about to tear my car up, and I've seen guys with fast cars, slow cars, tear them up. Okay? And what Ricky is saying, and we're all saying, is that this is what I look at with Gregory. Gregory is a chess game. You make him, I'll make my move, and hope I make the best move, and you hope you make the best move. So
okay, well, what if? Okay, well, let me interrupt you, man. What if?
Oh, sir. Go ahead.
What if, when they say, if they deploy 10 good cars, say, the promoter have already made a deal with them, I give you a certain amount of money, just come and put on the show, win, lose, or draw. But you get there and set it out where you got 5,000 people there at $25 a pop. You already made your gate money plus your vendors and stuff. Do you think it is wrong for them to not do something in the course of the day?
Well, I agree with you, but here up in Detroit area, we don't pay nobody. You come, you go, you go. And I said,
well,
family,
some
I've heard
to get
yes,
quality
sir, and,
cars there. You got to put out to make out.
Okay, let me get a scenario. The guys are making every good like what last weekend they were making.
Did we get
this pass? Yeah, last weekend pass. They was in Macon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you a scenario. They talked about the guys from the south. They talked about them boys from the north. They was betting. They wanted to make just, you know, them boys, I mean, I'm not saying nothing wrong about nobody, but them guys are doing what they had to do to make a race. I mean, they don't care about the fan. I mean, they do, don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying, these guys like to race. They're going to bet. They're going to have fun. Now,
I'm talking about the business aspect. We're not talking about.
Let me stop you right there. On the business aspect, none of us on the line are on that level to
yes,
really,
sir.
You know, get you there to maybe whatever answer it is that you're looking for. So that's kind of like out of our league. We only racing. So
right.
Because of y'all set up
yeah.
between. You too. But I'm saying if a promoter trying to promote business, he would get quality cars there like yourself. Regardless of what you do, or if you set up a grudge, man, that's on you. But as long as you make the show is you.
Hold on one second. I tell you what, Lynn. I'm gonna get your number from Sonny, and I'm gonna call you tomorrow. Then
okay.
I'm gonna go over some of that with you tomorrow. In order for you to really understand that business, you really need to talk to a promoter. I'm not a promoter.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we just racist. All we know is we want to race by a certain time and we want to take somebody money. That's it.
Right.
But
right. Yes, sir. What you're saying.
Yeah.
We're really sorry if you went to a show and it was based on a promoter doing such and such. We're trying to stop that. Like Tricky Ricky. You know, people don't realize we don't have sponsors from major companies to tow these cars. To put the motor back in that car, put the trim back in that car. What we do is we go by the grace of God to help us keep this thing going, and we want to push up. We want to be that guy. Not be that guy, but be that person in there saying, you know what, I remember this car. Yeah, it's nice to meet you. That's a good thing. And I'm sorry, sir, if you went to a show and you were upset about it.
No, I'm not upset, but I'm saying there is a lot of companies, as far as Faber Motorsport, different tracks, will pay quality cars. Say, for instance, if they know the little reputation that Rick has as far as Will Grudge, Matt, and they know these people in the South love that. That man, I would think, would give, say, $1,000. Bring your car here. You're a guy.
You know, a question I like to tell you, sir? This is the question, Rick, if you don't mind. Okay, let's go. Mississippi Joe has been a decent person to me. You know, I mean, I know him personally, but I don't talk to him every day. Joe has one of the baddest Malibus in the country. You know, I'm just giving a scenario. And Ricky's one of them. Big Low, I mean, the big three I can say is Big Low, Ricky, and Mississippi Joe. I agree with you saying, but guys need to stop that. They need to just go to the racing race. And I agree with you saying.
Yeah, that's a
totally
big problem. People looking to get paid to come to the track to race instead of
right.
just setting up a race and what?
Sir, I can send you a video. I said to Ricky, I went to North Raven South. I had five guys that now I'm going with you. When you ready to load up? We loaded my car up. Donnie got it tuned before I left. And one of the guys that tunes my car said, man, change the grounding in the back of your car. And I drilled a hole in my trans cooler. Well, I had to run around before I left. Put me 4 hours behind to go. Well, some guys are not going because you're not ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that I had to take my money and do the best I could do, but I was not going to let that show down. It's like if Ricky told me, Ricky, I'm like this. If Ricky said, I got a show, Kevin, in May, I'm going to give you a show, May 13th,
2013. And if I tell Ricky I'm coming, I'm a man of my word. I don't give a damn what it is. I'm not going to race my car. I'm not going to move my car because I told Ricky I'm going to be there.
Right.
I'm not asking Ricky no money. I'm not asking no money. I'm not, that's a coward thing to ask for money. Ricky wants me to come, and then Ricky's going to make sure when I come, you know, this is what I look at. Ricky's going to make sure that I'm exposed.
I'm not saying what? That is the case. I'm just saying on the business aspect, a lot of people that does that. I'm not – that's
well, we need to stop that.
People.
I think I'm not gonna put about it. I'm thinking what I'm saying. We need to stop that. Come, run what you brung. Stop it. These promoters, people don't realize. I was in a show one night, sir, where this guy said, "Man, I put X amount of thousands of dollars out, and by the time I got paying guys to come, and paying for tickets, and paying for this, and paying for that, he said, hell, man, I lost $2,000. I lost $3,000."
Well,
I don't want to.
I don't want to dwell on this all night because we got some more callers in queue.
Please do.
That are cursing me out right now. So,
okay.
I appreciate that, Internet. And Leonard, like I said, I'm gonna get your number from Sonny and call you tomorrow.
We're gonna
wrap that up.
Rick, get his number. Put him through with him. You know, I don't have no problem with it, sir. No disrespect to you. You know, we're just trying to explain. We're trying to, you know, get a visual on it. As I'm saying, am I right, Rick?
I like enlightenment.
Okay.
Trust me. Okay, appreciate
it. Well, Ms. Foxbody, I appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody's patience. So, can you give us the next caller?
Yes, next caller is Billy. Billy, your mic is on.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
It's from everybody at the Hardesty crew, we'd like to give our condolences to you and your family for your loss.
Thanks, Billy. I appreciate it. So y'all guys was rocking and rolling down the creek this weekend.
Yeah, it didn't do too bad. We've had a pretty good end of the year.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping I'd see you down there, run into you, and, you know, talk, see you face to face, tell you.
Right, right. Yeah, I was stuck at work, man.
Yeah.
And trying to get back from my expenses from my family, but
I know how that can be. Nah, maybe we can get something going next year.
Okay. Well, that's what I look forward to seeing y'all at the OPF race.
Yeah, do some Warriors races. Seemed like when we were together, we were apart, and you were apart, we were together, so you know how it is.
Right, right. Okay.
Hey,
well,
Rick,
I appreciate
hey,
you calling in. Yes.
All right, hey, Rick, for that caller, man, I love what he just said. I love to see warrior races. Warriors. Get down and do the damn thing and be done with it. I love going to church to see that.
All the races.
That's what we are here.
On this radio station. I just found out. Yeah.
Hey, Rick.
Uh-huh.
Is Terry still on?
Yes.
How you doing, Mr. Terry?
Say it again. I like it when you say, "How you doing, Mr. Terry?" Say it again.
Hey, I heard you going to battle on the 24th back here at VMP.
Yes, I am. Nephew Pete, I'm going to battle now. I don't think I'm going to be no battle, really. I'm just going to go down and do what I got to do, and, if everybody wants to see this one, we're going to try to get this thing off before it gets too chilly. The weather commit. We'd like to be in lane no later than about 3 o'clock. At that time of the day, at this time of the year, I do believe that missile will light the candles up anyway. And I'm going down and do my Mac Nasty thing. I'm going to try to do it all over again to Mr. Tim Booth and Sniper. That'll be my show that day.
Yeah, that's why I was getting it on, because I was going to see what time y'all was going to try to get it off, you know.
Yeah, we're going to try to get it off early. We're going to try to get it off a little early because the weather's due to the weather. Yeah, so everybody agree on the same page, we'll close the book.
Well, I'd like to say, guys, one thing with the weather, man, please be safe. Please, man, don't look stupid.
At least 30 minutes, man, Rick, man.
You know, I mean, this weather is funny. And you guys, I just, honestly, this is for me. I want to say be safe. Don't
you know, one guy told him, like, he's got to make the roster, just fade the punk out, you know.
Talking now.
Mm-hmm. I just want everybody to be safe. I want to see my people just keep doing what they're doing. Like Tricky Ricky, man, I have much respect for him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have people badger him on his show and just, you know. Well, the man will race. Don't talk about it. He will race. Just you know, let the man talk. Don't say
right.
He will race.
One thing about that, when you're fast and you're good, they're going to talk about you. You got to like that. You like the drug race. I love it when they talk bad to me.
Yeah, Terry, I'm getting on the same level, Terry.
Yeah, I love it, too. I'm with Rick, I'm with Rick on that one. I love the haters. You know, like, mm-hmm. Let me ask you guys. I didn't know I raced this year. Because I was doing a lot of stuff for Grudge, you know, send me different tracks and talk to people. So I had a lot of racing this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I met some beautiful people last week. You know, we met Brave, what's his name? Braveheart? Brave, what was his name? Is Monster from the phone?
Monster, you still there?
Rick, is Monster from the phone?
Oh, so, I just asked, but I didn't hear.
Okay. Well, you know, Monster and Rick know a lot of history of drag racing. And I look at these, you know, let me hear some arrows, okay, guys. You got all these young guys who are here racing. Rick's been doing this stuff for over 20 years, and the rest of you guys. But you get these young cats on here that have been on for like 3 to 4 or 5 years. I'm going to bust Ricky's ass. Fuck Ricky. Let me hear some arrows, Rick. But you know what? I look at it this way. I would never go to Rick that way because he's a godfather in this game. So we had a scenario on our show where they were talking about, say, for instance, a guy stiffing a guy. Now, Rick is faster than me. I ain't going to tell nobody. And he's fast. So, Rick, I'm going to give you a scenario. Rick, I'm talking shit to you. Let me give a scenario to everybody on the show. Rick, I want to run you, but I want you to take the fucking Willy bars off and take your big tires off and put a 28x9 back your car. Let's get down. What do I? I felt like a fucking punk. Excuse my, please, guys. I didn't, Rick. I'm disrespecting your show. But I felt like a punk coming here. Now the scenario I look at is if Rick comes to me and say, "I'm gonna get you," and I'm saying, "Well, Rick, can you give me a little something?" And if he say yeah, then okay, it's good to go. But if he say no, I should respect that man, shake his hand, and let him walk away.
It's just like standing in your class.
Hey, I can't mess with Rick. Ain't no way I do. You know, I mean, you know, we got this scenario on the Grudger. I'm going to stick my finger in your ass. I'm going to fuck you up by this. Ain't no way I would disrespect Rick.
But Rick
I'm gonna
is
let
just
everybody
good
in
this. Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't disrespect Mississippi Joe, Kimo, none of you guys in Detroit. But if you come to me and I ask for something, don't call me no fat-ass racist. Don't call me no punk. Because I actually get down, but give me something. Now, my something may be what I want. It may be wherever I want it to be. But I'm going to run
you. That's not matching.
What kind of car you got? What
kind of car I have?
Yeah.
I have a Vega small block Chevy. It runs real good.
You got everything in racing, plus the racetrack.
Okay, we can do that. I don't have a problem with that. See, Rick, the difference between me, and somebody else, once I see you, sir, you tell me where you're going to be at, I'm going to come. You know, like ain't nothing.
No,
but if
you give me
what
if
I need, we're going
to
do
it. If you don't know who you're talking to, you're talking to Old Jack. You'll need a lock-in for me to
old
come
Jack,
help.
You know, Old Jack, hang the phone up. Can't nobody mess with you. You're a freaking pro mind.
Hey, you should have caught on when I
saw that. Hold on. I didn't get in his voice. But see,
hey, he
ain't
talking to the gorilla, don't he?
Yeah, and you're right. But hold on a second. But then we call it this trickery. Now, see, the old Jacks, they have respect. They've been in the game for a long time. They are, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they are the godfathers in this game. So I'm not at their level. But these guys have fought their way through the years to get where they at. They didn't start yesterday. That's what they're right. They didn't start yesterday. That
you
man
right,
has
right.
spent money, chest, and everything else to do what he's at today.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you disrespect the man that tell him, hey, I know I got this badass car. It's a
I'm gonna give you know, it's a 31x12 car. It's a small block on nitrous. I tell him to give me the fucking hit. Hold on a minute, you know. They give him the best part of the world. He don't really know who I am, but then that's disrespect to him because he paved his way to get where he's at today. It's like Tricky Ricky. Look at all these guys in the country. Mississippi Joe, you guys paved your way. I have respect for you guys. I'm not going to disrespect anybody in this game. What I'm saying is that, come on, guys, you got to end this BS. Race like Ricky said today, early. I don't give a mother freaking if a guy got Woody Bar. If I say I can get him, I'm going to run him. But I'm going to say what's in my class. I'm going to say what's in my region.
That, and you got to have some heart.
Right. And that's all, you know, that's all my grandfather gave me in my day and years ago.
Well, Mary Hennepin, what part of the country are you from?
What kind of country I'm from?
I mean, what state?
Michigan. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
And we got some pretty mean cars up here, I say. Now, if I was with Old Jack, it'd be disrespectful to say, well, I can't run you, but I'm going to call Harold Martin.
Midwest.
You know, what I'm saying, that's disrespect because I ain't got no business to speak about Harold Martin because Harold Martin is conversation.
That's vision sick.
You know, that's like me telling Harold Martin, well, I'm going to call the Old Jack to fuck you up.
Right.
And I'm like, well.
Call your buddies pretty much.
I'm speaking for somebody I can't speak for. And like I got in this phone, they were like, well, I'm the VP, man. I want to lock this in. Hold on a minute. Don't lock it. I'm going to tell you right now. Don't lock it. Shit for me. Now, Rick might call me and say, hey, Kevin, I got a good race for you. Come on up and do the thing. All right, Rick, well, you know, I'm going to ask him, and he's going to be honest with me.
Is it possible we
but
can
listen
to the host
what
his point of view on that?
Yes, sir.
Listen to the host.
Well, we got Brian holding on the line. Brian, you there?
Okay.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? It's glad to be on the show. It's gonna be my first year out. I'm the dude with the Honda to do all the videos and stuff like that here in Virginia. Looking forward to coming up to the Grudge. I got tired of going to three events a year. You know, I got tired of that. So I'm coming over to the Grudge. I'm gonna be doing
sir, you got a Honda?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me get a scenario. Can you call in? Hey, Rick, do you mind if I say this? I get your permission. Hey, Rick, is it okay if I say this? We got guys on the West Coast that's got a Honda out there. They've been looking for someone on the East Coast to race.
Well, tell them to call
What's his name?
I'm not for sure. Bow Down Racing. Or is it Bow Down Racing?
That's the Integra that run on the street. It's got the it's the purple one. It's a hot rod car.
I'm not for sure, sir. I'm just saying.
Oh,
I mean, these guys need
a
lot of import.
Yeah.
They look like import racing.
We
would like to keep this thing going. I don't care if you import, your big three or whatever. We'll, on Rick's show, my show, you know, we would love to keep this thing going. So if Rick got your number, make sure we got your number, and we'll have you and Rick call it Saturday night. There's some guys. Let me just, you know, just shoot the shit with them. Do what you got to do.
Oh,
these
yeah,
guys,
oh, yeah.
They want to import racing. And that's another tip, too, guys. I mean, the guy never got on the phone and said that he would not race anything that was a big three car. He said, I got an import car, let's get down. And I respect the guy for that. You know,
all
he never, time. And that was me. That hold on, everybody. That was me who said something about import racing. Not Tricky Ricky, not nobody else. I said it, Kev from Detroit. I said it. But I was just trying, you know, to comment to man that he felt like, you know, a big three car was different from his. But I just know these guys from California, they call in a lot. They look for import races.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you don't mind calling us, you know, Saturday night or with Tricky Ricky, you know, Rick will take care of it. You know, it's nothing to where you got to lock in with nobody. But if you want, you know, you want to talk with another person who runs imports, talk to them. I mean, it's like we do.
I'll run a domestic. It don't matter to me. I mean, car to car, you know, we all line up the same way.
I'm right. Trying to figure out what happened to the host.
Tricky?
Where is Rick at?
I'm here listening to y'all.
I was waiting
for the opportunity to tell Brian about Miss Foxbody to put Brian in the private room to get his number.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you. As a matter of fact, I'll send it to you. I'll send you on Facebook.
Okay.
And see,
right,
the thing I like about Rick and the thing that we do on our show is that
he went to somebody's private room to get that connection. And you know, sir, as I said, once again, I'm sorry about you saying you're not seeing what you want to see, but I'm sorry to promoters, too. You know, I'm sorry. I can't speak for that, but like Ricky was saying, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
I'm good. I'm appalling, and I'm learning, and it's very entertaining. I'm good.
Right. But your point is valid to us, and we want that point to get out and more people to get in on your with you, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for these tracks who don't, you know, they charge you $20, $25, and you're only seeing the big guys run, and you're waiting all night.
Hell, you don't see
might not even see anybody run. Look what happened at Colonial Beach.
Right. You know, sir, I think you bring a valid point to the show tonight, and Tricky Ricky's the person to get it out. He is the person. Monster, my buddy, been hiring all night. He got the phone.
Well, there's a lot of people on this airways not saying that, so trust me. Everybody have heard it and probably will address it as they go along. That was my purpose due to the South here because, just like I said, people with quality cars like the guy in the Northwest as well as rich, you know, the Northeast, they have quality cars that can come to these shows and represent. But the
okay,
point
so let
is...
Okay, so let me ask you a question, sir. This is something that I think... Let me ask this question... I think it's something that we're working on. We're grudging. We're trying to set a schedule up. I think Tricky Ricky is going to show on the East Coast. We're going to do one in the South, up here in the North, between Detroit and Chicago, and do one in the West Coast. I mean, they're trying to set up something, and they're working day by day to keep this thing going.
I just talked to Jay Bonds about that earlier. He said he would have to, we'll be getting a schedule together for next year shortly. So.
Well, Fair Motorsport got 15 events for 2013. So I'm just letting you know for the record, they're already starting their program around February.
Okay.
And so that goes to show, you know, our weather is better than yours. You know, we only have 9 weeks of winter, and that starts in the first part of December through the last part of probably 1st of February. So, in terms of y'all cannot, you know, participate by setting up shows northwest, northeast, and the Midwest like we do in the South, because we don't get the snow and ice and all of that.
Okay, but what we're saying is that we're trying, Ricky, cut me off if you want to, but we're trying to come to have shows, have a schedule. Say, for instance, like you said, you got 15 shows. You got 15 shows, right? But we're going to have a show on the East Coast, Tricky Ricky. We might have one on the West Coast in California, Vegas. Then we're in Texas, we might have one in Detroit. We might have one in Illinois, we might, you know, different places. I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to get everybody to get their schedule. If you come, you come. You don't, you don't.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like the NHR. It's just like the fast car street shootout. We're trying to do a schedule because there is a problem, and you're right.
Well, you
saying,
two
okay.
don't do a very good job of, putting out the shows where a lot of people like to branch out, make a vacation of it. But like I say, if you put it on the internet, everybody will see it. Because you two only do point to point, weekend for weekend, you know, action, which they don't tell you what's happening at Capitol as well as Orangeburg. You know, they don't give point to point.
Right, but this is what I think. Ricky's a governor. I'm not a governor. I'm VP of marketing. Okay, and for Grudging. Okay, we got Lil Tony Detroit. We got Mississippi Joe. We got Biz of Chicago. But the governors have came down and said, look, we want to do something for the fans. And Jay Barnes has agreed. He's working. Tricky Ricky is. You know, they're going to do something expectable. I mean, really nice show for us year by year. But we're working on it. We're working so hard. These guys, Tricky Ricky, you don't realize what he's doing. And these guys have to meet up at a place. And they're paying for their own planes, the flying in, they're paying for gas mileage to make this happen for us.
The program that Pro Start Joe, is this the same program in the Grudge?
No, No. Pro Stop Joe, and what he's doing is totally different.
Right.
And what Rudd Inc. has going on.
Right. Rick, I'm gonna put you in. I'm gonna say it. Pro Stock Joe is a wonderful man. He's doing what he's doing, but he's a part of the NHRA, which is called Grudge Racing Association.
National Grudge Racing Association.
Right, Rick. Okay, and I thought, well, we are, and who promotes these shows that you're on the phone with right now, is GrudgeInc.us.
Okay.
Rick is a governor. This man, people don't realize what this man does to be a governor.
Because so
I'm VP of marketing.
Or Pro Stock Joe National Grudge Association. These are
totally
two different programs. In the
yes,
country.
They are.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, they are. With that being said, let me get the next caller that's been holding patiently.
Okay.
Ralph, are you there?
Rick. Hello, Rick.
What's up, sir? How you doing,
What's
Mr.
What's going on, man? I'm all right.
Hey,
how
Rick, how you doing, sir?
What's going on, Rick?
Not too much, man. Just getting ready for Sunday. I guess, as some would say, or you could say, I got my swag back. So I'm ready to hop in the Green Mile and put some John Coffee on somebody Sunday.
I know that's right. It takes time to get back into the game, but I see you back in it. You know, like I told you before, you need to talk. Give me a call anytime. I want to say good evening to Terry, my hero, and all everybody else. And Leonard, you need to come out of retirement, man, in Fayetteville.
I am
that small block. You need to come out of retirement and get that small block back out there and show the guys how to do it.
I just graduated from that. J.D., John.
Hold on, sir. I love a small block. Can I talk to you? I heard you. They just thought you got the baddest small block ever known.
Well, no longer. I went to the bell covers now.
He had the baddest small block. He had a trick remote up here in D.C. I remember you, Leonard.
Yeah, I know, Ralph. We cool. You remember I seen last time I talked to you. We was on Bladenburg. I was up there just a brief visit.
Hey, Rick, you got some D.C. boys on here?
Yeah. Rick is D.C.
My retirement.
Yeah.
Rick. Okay,
yeah,
okay, hold on. I would like to say this to you guys, honest to God truth. There's a friend of mine up there that races, and there was a couple of years back, 3-4 years back, where you guys had a bad accident on the highway, and I would truly like to say, I pray for them families and hope that you guys, what we're doing today, to get to those extended people, doesn't know we don't want that to happen no more. I mean, man, that was a tragedy. I got a phone call at 7 o'clock in the morning and said, what happened? I respect you guys.
Well, for some of us, I mean, I did too. It wasn't that late in the morning, but I got the same phone call because I was just too lazy to go that night. But had I had gone, I'd have been there myself. So,
but we know how one gentleman earlier said God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not. I just want to say, you know, God worked with you that night. You know, because man, my buddy called me. He's like, man, they're out there racing and the fog hit, and you know, we lose you. You know, get down a little bit of time here, have a good time. And I just want to say, you know, us as racers, you know, we're sorry it happened. We have no excuse for what happened, but pray for whoever had a loss. You guys are some stand-up guys in the D.C. area. And I know who's a true racer and not a racer. And the guys on the phone tonight, much love to you. I pray for you and your families. And continue to pray for the families that we took a loss in. Because, you know, no matter what, we're going to take a loss wherever we go. But, you know, it's about teaching our young kids right from wrong and try to. And you guys in D.C. got some bad cars out there. You know what I mean? Man, I love to travel. I love to just go visit. You know, sometimes I only, you know, I might just get on the plane and go out or just get in the car and go, you know.
Can I cut you off real quick, Kevin? Hey,
take over.
Ralph, I got a message that was just texted me. Rock Hard Motors says, stop hiding and stop by.
You said The Rock? Was that The Rock?
No, it's somebody else. Named, this guy's named
okay.
Rock.
All right. I'm sorry.
He just stopped hiding.
Asking about.
Huh?
He said, stop hiding and stop by. Nephew Hitman asking about you.
All right. Tell Rock I will do that. I'll call him as soon as we get off the phone. And tell him to stop hiding and get that big motor back in that Chevelle so we can go race it. That's what I want him to do.
Well, he listened.
But no, Rick, I was just checking in, man. You know, I listened to the conversation, listened to what you guys were saying. I mean, some interesting things. You know, some of the subjects could take up the entire show, but, you know, probably save that for a later date. But, you know, to my man up in I think it's in Detroit, or is that where he's from?
Yeah.
You know, that's what you guys are doing, promoting, you know, the grudge racing at the track so that, you know, we all suffered a great loss, you know, in that tragedy that you were talking about. We have personal friends out there, and, you know, hopefully we can just keep it at the track, you know, out of the street,
yes,
at the track,
yes,
and do everything we're doing at the track and have fun.
Right.
You know, you have a different point of view on, you know what I mean, the grudge racing, staying in your lane, stepping, you know, getting out of the lane, but sometimes that's how what the trickery is about. You know what I mean? You
right,
might step to a guy who's a little faster than you, but if you can step him out of his game, hey, you can step to him. And I don't think it's any disrespect, but, you know, you're just trying your hand. You know what I mean? And it's all for fun. In the end, it should be for fun and everybody walk
right.
away okay. I mean, you might
right,
be a little
right.
less.
Well,
lighter in the pocket, but walk away. You know what I mean?
Well,
you got to go back to the drawing board.
Can I tell you a scenario? I got a good friend on the show that I'm known as Dev, Tricky Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I got a scenario for you. Give me the top bub and go down on your ass.
Huh?
Give me the top bub and I'll run you.
Give who the top bub?
Me.
You asking me to give you the top bub?
Yeah. I'm just getting the guys in there on our show. I mean, on your show tonight. We're trying to get something straightened up tonight.
I'm lost.
You got a
ghost
car. I've never seen Rick's car. Look, I've never seen Rick's car run, and I got
okay.
no disrespect for Rick. I can't even beat Rick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you don't know what this guy got.
Who? And he's right. Rick is right. But I'm just trying to get a scenario out that you guys,
I'm
in the Big West from the East Coast.
I think you might want to rekindle that and do a little research.
And
if that's the Ralph I know, you might want to do a little
research. I think the point he's trying to make is that there's different ways that you can go about doing the race. But at the same time, it shows your character and your heart, as in how confident you are with what you have.
Okay.
When it comes to somebody challenging you for a race.
And thank you, Rick. And you know why? You know why, man? I love Rick. Me and Rick, we have talked on the phone several times. And Rick is a stand-up guy. I don't give a damn what nobody says about Rick. Rick is a stand-up guy.
I watch him on YouTube. He stands his ground.
Well, you sound like his number one fan. I thought it was another guy up here on the internet, but you sound like his number one fan, and that's good.
Yeah,
I am. I watch him on the internet.
What I'm saying, guys, that's why I'm on the line here.
I
want you. We want you on the line, but what I'm saying is that Rick has earned his respect. I'm just a little peon. I'm a little guy, okay, in this game.
Never take away from you.
Okay? No, I'm telling you, I'm a little peon in this game, but I'm not scared to race nobody, but the man just told me, I can't whoop Rick. But what we were trying to say was, we were trying to show a different race of racing. Stop all the bullshit and race.
But Rick came a long way, and he didn't skip. He walked.
He
walked his way.
And that's what I'm trying to say. Rick, I've talked to Rick, and Rick is a stand-up guy. That son of a bitch won't scare to race nobody. If you make it right, he's going to run you. You know what? I'm not going to put Rick in this. There's another boo that was one of the fastest cars in the country. We consider one of the fastest cars in the country. But Rick didn't step down for me. I'm not going to say no names. Rick did not step down from me at one time. Rick said, make it right, I will run you.
Yeah,
I'm not putting nobody on Front Street. The man said, I will run you. I was on the fucking show when he said it.
Matter of fact, and I didn't stand down, and I did tell him at one time make it right. But and I still say that, and he's still saying the same thing. You know, he gets on the show and barks like a big dog, but in the end, he ain't showing no character to say he's really that dog because he won't do it.
So when you Mr. Styles gonna do another 2 out of 3?
Well, we never did a 2 out of 3. Styles did indicate that maybe towards the end of the year he would entertain something. I did send him a message to get on the show. I haven't seen Styles in quite a while, but situations between me and Styles have changed drastically. So I don't know. I mean, if he wanna do something, I'm willing to entertain it, just like
right.
with anybody.
That's all the man, you know what I like about Rick, man, is what he says, that I'm not scared to run nobody. If you make it right, I'm going to run you. That man didn't say he had no big-ass motor in his car. He said, damn, I know what I got.
Well, see, prime example, two quality cars, two great guys, win, lose, or draw, can draw a ticket. This is what I
said. No, you can't say that, sir, because this guy can have a bigger motor than he does.
It doesn't matter. I'm saying the ticket.
Well I'll base that comment off two quality guys. All right. The problem is everybody in grudge racing is not built the same way.
Right, but everybody
we all don't have
guy,
the same mentality. And everybody says they want a race, but it's really about how big your heart is.
That's right.
If you don't have any confidence, then you know what I'm saying. You're
in the wrong business.
I wouldn't say you're in the wrong business, but
I'm saying
you're gonna do a couple of things. You're either gonna pick and choose what kind of cars you want to run. You're gonna skip somebody to death, or you're just gonna bullshit
well,
around.
That's why we
and
have
really
so many
don't
class.
End up doing nothing. So
you
that's where
go
you get the people who complain about. That's
yeah.
where you get people who complain about people who just go to the track and test and tune all the time and don't ever race nobody.
Right.
That's right.
So what I'm trying to do here for the DMV is get people out to race some kind of way. If it's a money issue, all right. You know what I'm saying? Cut the money back to where, you know, both parties are comfortable with the amount of money that you're going to race for.
Right.
But y'all still can race. Don't let the
and
money
I've seen,
be an issue
I've seen guys,
you can't run.
Right. And that's what Ricky is saying. You got a lot of guys, say for instance, I'm going to give a scenario. And I'm going to take Ricky, I'm going to take everybody to the whole scenario. Okay, I'm a guy, I got a big car, right? I'm going to give a scenario. I got a big car. But here comes a guy with a semi-car. But all of a sudden, I see something in his car. I'm watching the track. I said, that damn car running pretty damn good. Okay? But I'm out stipping, and so I'm going to bet 10 on your 5, and you can't run me? You come with 10, I'm going to run you. See, one guy said on our show 2 weeks ago, he said, I'd rather run for something than nothing.
Well, and with that being said, that's where you get into play, which a lot of people are starting to say now. If you go to test and tune, you're gonna spend anywhere between $20 and $40 to test your car.
I hold you in. If I go test and tune, I spend $150. Now I know your car will be running, so I'm sorry, sir.
You spending $20 to $40 to get in. Let me clear that up. $20 to $40 to get in the track to run test and tune. You're not taking into consideration the money that you spent for tow vehicle gas, race gas, nitrous if you're spraying.
You're right.
To go make a pass down the track just to see what your car doing, or you trying to fine tune your vehicle. Yet when you can run somebody in a test session for a couple $100. It don't have to be for a whole lap. And,
right.
You know, I had a personal hang-up with this at one time, but then I was willing to do it because it does make sense. If you're going to make a pass and you ain't making no money, if you feel confident enough that you can win, even on your test pass, you can make some money.
Yes, sir.
So it's a win-win.
It's not to say that every time you make a pass, oh, you're only going to run for $200 or $300. No, but on those passes that you're testing on, if you can win some money on those test passes, then why not? You know what I mean? That way people still seeing grudge races and not just fucking testing tune passes all the time.
Right. So, basically, Rick, quote me if I'm wrong. Say, for instance, I catch you on a test of tuna, and I thank you week. I say, I thank you week. And I say, Rick, well, you'll get down for X amount of dollars. It might not be that big dollar. It might be, just say, $1,500. And you say, down on your ass I go. You know what I'm saying?
What?
What's the problem?
Well, that was kind of how the first race between Styles and myself happened. He was at the track. I'm not going to say he was testing because I don't remember. But I was testing, and I was having some issues. But he came over to me, asked me, did I want to do something? At the time, I figured it was because he saw that I was having problems. But I still said, yeah, we can do something, problems and all. And
right.
I still ran, and I won. Just so happened,
right.
he had a problem worse off than what I had.
Right.
What's up, buddy? So, you know, it still can be done. And that's the main key. What I said earlier, what are some things that we can do to change for next year to get more grudge racing going on? Yeah, it kind of picked up middle part towards the end of this year, but the key focus now is next year. What can we do to make next year better? And if that's one of the things, lower the pot. I mean, this is global about the pot situation because everybody kind of want to buy a race. No,
okay, Rick.
I think you get a shitload more races.
Hell yeah, you would. And I would, Rick, 100%. A lot of guys, this is my personal opinion. Okay, guys, this is my personal opinion. A lot of guys will outstep a guy. Okay, outstepping is cool, but outback the guy is stupid. Okay, now you guys go back to when you used to bracket race. We used to get, if we ran, Rick, can you quote me this one? We might go six rounds and get $1,200, $1,000. So here I can gamble and run $1,000 in one race? Shit.
Yeah.
Which one do you think I'm going to take? Which way I'm going to beat my car for six rounds compared to one?
So the money is broke down.
I mean, this is something I'm giving you guys. Rick has said what he said. I'm saying, you guys speak out of this.
Let me speak out about it. Let me say this also. See, a part of that, that's a very true statement what you just said. But
yes, sir.
The flip side to that is all the BS that goes on behind that one run. That's where, I ain't gonna say where, that's what's making a lot of the heavy hitters in the grudge game saying they want to do something else or they want to go back to class racing or they just want to get out of racing altogether because they tired of dealing with that bull that come behind that. Yes, it's more beneficial to race one pass for 1,000 or better. Yeah, it's more beneficial. It's less wear and tear on your motor. You know, it's more money and everything. But you got so much crap that come behind it with the smack talking and the BSing and the bow jangling and the procrastinating. You know what I mean? It's like you're weighing your options and sometimes it just get one-sided. And once you get one-sided long enough, you're just like, man, I'm done. And that's what's happening with a lot of guys. You know, Troy said he was going to go back to doing what he'd been doing, match racing or class racing. Sniper said the same thing.
Okay, let me say something. You guys, one of my biggest heroes is, and I'm going to tell you, is Monster's on the phone to y'all?
Monster? I don't know. Monster's still there?
Monster, you still there? Monster, get back on the phone, please, sir. Cause I really want to. Monster on the phone?
Monster is not on the line.
He's on the other line?
He is not on.
Okay.
Oh, he is not on.
Hey, Rick, if you don't mind if I speak real quick, man, I'm going to be just sweet and short.
Okay.
Michael McDorm was my hero.
Uh-huh.
Let me be honest with you. Harold Martin was my hero. I read a story about Malcolm McDormand on the internet one day. and they talk about Roddy Stocks and Bill Jenkins Mac McDorm pulled him to race. And the guy said, I'm not going to race him. We don't, you know, I'm not going to sit there because this is a show. Right. We probably know what it's about. But Bill Jenkins and Stocks and Martin said, you know what, if he don't race, we ain't going to race. I mean, man, we got to look back to where we did take falls and losers. And a lot of races, the people realize that
all these old nostalgia racers
that Malcolm did was match races. People don't realize that. And that's grudge races. He did that to prove himself to people for us.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. And all I'm saying is, guys, we need to stop. We need
that's
to stop for us who paved the way for us. Tony Bynes, I'm not mad at Tony Bynes for shit. Tony Bynes got a business, and he run it, and he doing his damn thing.
Yeah, that he is.
I'm not taking nothing from Tony Bynes. He's a businessman. Tricky Ricky's a businessman. Tricky Ricky said, man, you know what? I'm going to hire you this weekend. Bring your car. God damn it, I brought your car for the weekend. He's a businessman. All I can say yes or no. Am I right, Tricky Ricky?
Yeah, that's correct.
It's business now with this group.
Most all racers have some form of intake towards their race car, their hobby, or wherever you want to put it. So you really can't really be mad or nothing because the funds have to come from somewhere. You know, everybody don't have promoters or business partners or just walk-on, promoters. So, therefore, everybody that can get an income that towards their base, that's fine. I'm not mad with them. More power to them.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Just like I said, I mean, my only thing is what is kind of salting down the game, I'm going to use that term, is you got some racers expecting to get paid to show up the race.
They do.
And if you are a true racer at heart, you should not be expecting to get no money to show up and race somebody other than the guy that you want to race to take his money. That's the only money that you should be looking forward to get. Now, if what you was trying to get across, which is if somebody's having a show and they invite you to be on their show, then yeah, maybe some travel money can be given to you. But outside of that, I mean, people should be looking for money, and that's what's messing up the game. Everybody thinks they should be paid to come to a show to do a race, which is not real good racing to me.
If it's 20 cars there, everyone knows there are anywhere from 5 to 6 feature cars. Feature cars, quite naturally, going to get some restitution for coming there. So, you know, everybody's not a feature car. So you got to look at the feature cars that, you know, like, for instance, you could be a feature car. They say, well, we got Tricky Rick coming from Maryland. Okay, everybody in the South here, which they call the Dirty South, knows and heard of Tricky Rick, so they got all the friends running from all walks of life to see this. So the man going to put the stakes up at the gate. We got all these feature cars coming. So this is what I'm saying. I think it's more than right that they take care of their feature cars because they are the show. I mean, I don't know whether y'all agree with that or not.
To a point, but again, that's why I just said, you know, your promoter is going to offer certain people travel money. But again, the problem with that is at some point it's going to get out that certain people getting paid and others not getting paid, and the ones that's not getting paid going to get pissed off about it and start wanting to get paid.
That's business.
Yeah, you're right, but that's just the way that it is, and that's what's going on now. That's how come some of the situations going on the way it's going on top of the fact that You got races back on top of races.
If I had a caliber car, for example, like what you have, I'm use you for example. I would call Alfonso at Capital Motorsport, Pro Joe, or whoever. Say, look, you know what I have here. Now, I would love to come and be a part of your show, but there is a constellation here that for me to come there, what do you have to offer? That's business. You're not solicitor. You're just offering. And if they think that you can be A grade towards a show, they're going to offer you something to get you there because they know people come from miles around, north, east, south, to these shows. Me, as if I was a promoter, I would shoot for feature cars only because I know that Gate's going to take care of that.
I guess
that's one way that you can look at it. I mean, but still, as a racer, you know, you're kind of missing your concept of being a grudge racer when you start asking the track for money to show up to do a race.
Now, I love feature cars. I'm sorry.
You kind of mixing two different things together though. You talking about grudge racing and either a featured race or a match race. Them really like two different things. So that's why it kind of causes a problem. But what I'm trying to get across is everybody is now starting to feel like they are featured car.
Oh, okay.
So
I see what you're saying
now. Yes. Now, if that was the case, if everybody was a featured car, then now what you would do is get together an organization with,
like yourself.
You take this group of featured cars to certain tracks, and you ask the tracks to pay your group for your featured cars to come perform at your track. You see what I'm saying?
That's good too, and that would stand better.
That's how you work that, which I was trying to get into that off the show with you, but, you know, it is what it is. But
yeah, I know.
Grudge racing is grudge racing. It's me and you, your car, my money, your money. That's it. Flat out, that's all. So
well,
I hope that could help a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I hope...
Enlightenment.
Yeah.
I like the enlightenment.
Yeah.
You know, because I say, there is a lot of people on this airway that not saying nothing. Our promoters, I'm sure, and just grasping in, learning. It could help them.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all about educating everybody, as Dog would say it. Sometimes I don't look at it as educating. We're just trying to get the information out there, but in the end, it is educating. But you know, as long as we all on the same page, maybe you know it will help in the long run, making everybody understand what their position is and how this game really is supposed to go.
Right.
You know,
hey,
I'm
hey,
constantly
Ray.
Trying to get. Huh?
Go ahead. You're saying. Go ahead.
What did you say, Pete?
I said, go ahead and finish what you were saying. Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Shit, you messed me up. I forgot that fast. But go ahead, Pete. Go ahead. I think of what I was saying.
Yeah, well, I've been listening, man. I think the biggest problem in like graduation thing right now is that it's too much like buddy-buddy or like I'm not going to go race for him. Because I don't like him, or I'm not going to that show because I don't like him, or my buddies don't like him, so we're not going. So that kind of like stalls the racing because you got a lot of guys that come there that does give action that doesn't come to certain people races because of a certain individual that they really have issue with and not wanting to see their promoter do well.
Right.
So see, that kind of, you know, kills the racing too. Individual things against each other causes people not to come to certain people's shows, and then you get reasons not being there.
Yeah.
You know, and at the same time, you know, with anything, which people
should take heed to is controversy sells. So let me say it this way so people kind of understand what I'm saying. The little saga between myself and Styles. At one point, yeah, I didn't really care for him too much, but had I been a smarter-minded person at the time, you know, it could have been presented that way that, you know, we ain't like each other. We was at each other like cats and dogs. But in the end, behind the scenes, you know what I mean, it could have been a money thing.
Yep,
so
could have made money because people want to see it.
Right. Now, well, people still want to see it, but it's not going to have that same
effect.
It's not going to have the same heavy intensity behind it. People still want to see it. Just like, and, you know, no offense, I'm not throwing nobody under the bus, nothing like that. People still want to see Chris Butler and myself race, but it's not going to happen. You see what I'm saying? To use another example, people want to see, I mean, this is a good old race, I guess, rivalry now, I can say. People want to see J.C. Richardson and myself rematch again. You know, all the smack talking on the message board that Mark Hayes and myself have been doing. People amped up to see this race that's going to happen Sunday, one of the races that's going to happen. You see what I'm saying? So, in everything in business, some controversy is a big seller. So, if you're going to be in the game, then you got to kind of figure out a way how to market yourself to attract people to you so you can get those opportunities that people want to pay you to come be at the track. Now, that's when you become a featured racer. You see what I'm saying? But everybody don't understand the concept.
Why there are so much that you got to give up if they're coming to run what they bring?
Well,
why you have to give up so much? Or that's the way
some,
you got them
and,
to run you?
In my case, in this situation that's going on Sunday, the stiffs, I mean, what you call it, the stats are, you know, they have a Mustang with a small block in it, nitrous, on 29-inch tires with Willy balls. All right, I got a Malibu with a 632 in it, with a 33-10-5 tires on it, and Willy balls. So they looking at it as I got a bigger motor, more horsepower, even though I'm heavier, versus their smaller cubic inch motor, smaller tire car. Does
and
that really mean car. Anything? Yeah, does that really mean anything nowadays? No. But, you know, to them, that's what makes the race fair. To me, I'm comfortable and confident with what I can do, that what they're asking for and what I'm willing to give, I can cover. The race with Kenny Beecham and myself, Kenny Beecham got up. No, that's this 8th mile.
Oh, okay.
Kenny Beecham. Huh?
No room for no errands.
No room for no errands.
No room for errands.
No room for no errands.
Quarter mile, you can make errands and make them up. Eighth mile, there's no room.
It all depends. I mean, sometimes you can't make a mistake in the quarter mile neither. But just to finish answering your question about why you got to give up so much, when I ran Mr. Kenny Beecham, you know, we didn't sit the same. He was a square tube chassis car with a big motor with a big tire.
Daddy.
I'm a 10-5 tire car with a smaller motor. Aiden, I'm on the phone. Okay. All right. I'm a smaller cubic inch, smaller tire car, and so I felt as though with my ability to run what I could run, that the back tire would be all I needed. It just so happened on that particular day, you know, it wasn't enough because the track wasn't there. So now we've come to another agreement for a different race. You know, so sometimes you got to bend a little,
But if you're a well-rounded racer, and as Kevin said, it's a chess game. If you know how to play the game, you know what I mean, you can put yourself in a position to have the race favor in your odds. It just all depends on, you know, how you can play the game.
You ever run this car before?
Which one? This Mustang?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
So in terms of this small block, which be 500 cubic inches at any given time, you know that and I know that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just like smiling faces show no traces of the evil of within them little small blocks. So that's why I asked the question. That was all.
Oh, well, yeah, that, well, with that being said, you know, you don't do anything. You don't do anything in the blind. That's number one.
Okay.
So, you know, I've saw in person. Kind of know a little inside information on what's going on.
Okay.
Although he may be listening and think to himself, I'm a blind fool. I don't know anything. But you know, you can't hide nothing in racing. So yeah,
I'm sure
I know.
He's listening.
Yeah. Oh, he's listening because he made it very apparent on the message board that why he hasn't pressed one yet. So I understand, but you know, you don't do anything in the blind. You just don't go out there and jump on a man that you have no data on whatsoever. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
The one guy that Kevin was talking about, Mississippi Joe. That was one reason why I said I would run him because you know I had information on him. And what I knew that he could do wasn't far from what I could do. So I felt it was a good race. But in the end, you still have to be confident in yourself and your abilities and what you can do.
Sure. Oh, sure.
Without that, you know, you're always going to second-guess a race.
And the weather should be fine. The humidity should be good. Should be clean air.
Well, last I saw, it's supposed to be 69 to 70 degrees.
With the humidity.
Sunday.
So that's excellent air.
Oh, well, I don't know what the humidity is. Don't know what the DA is going to be.
If you punch it nicer, it don't matter.
Well,
on natural aspiration.
Don't say that, Leonard. It still matters because if you ain't got it right, you will burn a hole in something. Believe me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The humidity is good. That's good air.
Well, it's not just about the humidity. You know what I mean? But I don't want to give away any of my secrets right now over the airway. But it ain't just about the humidity and the temperature.
But I mean, I can say the density of the air. That plays a part, you know, on natural aspiration, of course, the density.
Right.
But nevertheless, I wish you all the luck. Maybe I might be there to see it.
Well, I would like that if you could. I know it's a little travel.
No, that's fine because.
But
from what
I do know of you, Leonard, you will travel to see a good race. That much I do know.
And this is what day?
This is Sunday, 20th. November the 11th.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
They got Leonard. He's from Fairville.
Yeah. I'm quite sure. You know what, Pete? I'm quite sure you just saying it. I mean, he used to be in that area where Troy Shop used to be at quite a bit. So I'm sure you just saying it. If you
see
him in person, I know you know.
I might know about face spotting.
Yeah, I know you.
Been a long time. Hey, Leonard, did you participate in that bragging race they had down there this weekend? I know they had a little big bragging race down in Fayetteville this weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, they had an appreciation, you know, prior to the bracket final. But this year's final was in Piedmont, and then they had a lot of problems up there. So it didn't go as good as it were before.
Yeah. Wasn't that like a three-day event? Friday,
yes.
Friday, Sunday, something. What is it like? What is
Thursday.
Like five, 10, and 2 for the winners or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
a couple of guys that worked with went down to the track to bracket to shoot that money for the bracket race.
But this race you're talking about is Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Well, we both have to be in the lanes no later than 4:30.
Okay.
If one of
Sunday.
Us is not in the lane by 4:30, then you lose the DP, the deposit
which is
money.
Veteran Day. Right? That's a holiday for the city.
All I know is this me going down on his ass day. That's the only day I know it is.
Hey, Rick, he might have a problem with you. He taught you what you know, and he did everything he know.
Ooh.
Wait, say that one more time. He did what?
I said he might have a surprise for you. He taught you what you know, but he teaches everything he know.
Well, in that case, then I guess we're going to see who better, the student or the teacher or the student.
I don't think Ricky would go into this without he being sure. So I'm confident he knows exactly what he's doing because just knowing him from the past up to the present, here a little gap and seeing each other, but I think he'd do well. I know he'd do well.
Hey, Rick, I didn't try to teach the brother students a couple times myself. I've had no good luck with it, but you might show me something, so I'm gonna sit back and watch.
Well, let me say this, and I can't say I'm bragging because I'm not, but what little bit of information that I did obtain from him, apparently I must have learned enough and been doing well enough that even in his thought process of where he thinks that I burnt my motor up last year, which I did not, and I got proof still on my cell phone to this day to show what I'm saying is correct, I have not hurt a motor yet spraying nitrous, regardless of whether he wants to call it a diesel, smoky tune-up, this going to happen, that's going to happen, smoke train, freight, all that nicknames you want to call it. Through all that, my stuff's still been together. My car and the car that I'm driving, which belonged to the Hillary's, the Camaro, never been a problem with burning pistons. So I must have learned enough to keep my stuff together. And to put a number on the board and do it consistently. So I'm not a pushover. You know, I may be considered by some as a loud mouth or a big mouth or whatever you want to call it, but I'm not a pushover.
Well, it's called getting your point across. Some speakers are louder than others.
Yes.
I guess you got a point there with that too, Leonard.
What's that?
But Pete, this is what I must ask you. Where is all the Virginia guys at, man? I sent Gene a message, Kenny a message, Lewis. Even though James told me he'd be on listening, I'm surprised I didn't hear from him.
He may be listening.
Hey, Rick, I had no idea what was going on tonight. Everything been quiet. I had no idea. But the guys might be laying back quiet, getting ready for the surprise that we got for y'all Merlin guys next year, because I got a feeling y'all going to be seeing us over there on the hill right much, maybe a little more than y'all want to see us, because we got big plans of coming across there and just shutting everything down at the track. I'm going to be real with you.
Hey, I'll be the first to welcome you all with open arms. On this track surface, I think I'm the king of the hill. You know, I feel as though I can run anybody on this track surface. And when we get through some better quality places, I ain't got a chance in hell. But in this backyard, we can go at it.
I already talked about the track service now. That track is real good now. I mean, that track is hooking.
If you can run at Capitol, you can run anywhere.
Yes, the track is hooking now. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking anything away from the track by any means. But you still have to know the track. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
just
you,
like
yeah,
if I come to Dinwiddie and don't know Dinwiddie and don't know, you know, I need to be in a certain lane by a certain time or this going to happen or, you know, I need to be positioned this way on this side of the track at this time of day. You know what I mean? If you don't know them things, you know, that stuff plays a part in a race.
Yeah, you're right. That's what got us when we came over there. The first week we came over there, you know, we had a little tie shake, then we came back and we ran to Jasmine. We had a little incident with the car, but the car ran good. But so we figured that we had a handle on the track because we've been dealing with that car for so long, we pretty much thought we had it. And we got a little cocky and confident, and we came over to Sterling and race. We opted not to make a time run because we felt we didn't need it. Cause we felt we had it, and of course, it built us in the butt again. But that comes with not having much data on that track, and we had ran on it more than we probably could have got a handle on it. But we missed
it. If you go on the Yahoo, if you go on the dragstripyahoo.com, it'll give you any track of all 52 states. And their condition, their surface, all you have to do is go up on that and punch in the state that you want. It'll tell you to the down to the why, the days, the time of day, or whatever is the condition for the record.
Well, I have an app on my phone that can do that, but still without actually racing on that track surface, you know, I've run at a Hoka Motorsports race at Dinwiddie, qualified on a Friday, came back qualified good Saturday morning, first round elimination Saturday afternoon, whole different track condition. I lost first round because the track changed. You know what I mean? But because I don't race there, I didn't know. You know, I just went off of what I run that morning. And, you know, by the time the afternoon came, you know, me and the other guy was in the pedal fest. So I just happened to lose, you know what I mean? So, you know, you got to know where you're at and what you're dealing with before you can, you know, really go out there and try to be balls to the wall with it. And that's how, you know, everybody in racing should kind of try to educate themselves about, you know, you got to get some data on your car, these tracks that you want to race on. So you don't be in left field.
Especially when they have very quick cars.
Yeah, that too. Well, Pete, I hope my man Kenny, which I'm sure that he is at home in the garage and he's listening to the show, getting that King Kong as they put it on the valve cover.
No, King Kong. That's Gene. That's not Kenny. That's Gene.
Gene got Kenny Kong.
Well, definitely think Gene got Baby Kong. Kenny got Lil Kong. And John got King Kong.
Hey, Rick, who's running Teal Green?
Who's running who? Teal Green?
Yeah. Or is they running it?
Nah, ain't nobody. No one run that car right now. You know, after the tragic accident with Bert.
I was down there.
I know
when
they still got it, but I don't think they're running it.
That track lost that ADRL behind that accident. Rockingham lost that program behind that accident.
Wow.
Yeah, they left. After that race, he didn't participate in the memorial service or didn't do something, and they had a fallout behind it. It was all in the newspaper. And, you know, when Bert Jackson got, you know, killed that Saturday night, because he was fighting the car all day. We were watching it. Anyway, they moved it to BMAC.
Yeah. Well, let me say this for those interested in listening. In January the Jay Barnes informed me today, Rush Inc. will be having a banquet in Atlanta. This would be something that you guys can look forward to. All of the guys in the OPS program who have held the belt title in OPS are invited to come to the banquet, and they will be presented a plaque from Grudge Inc. and Jay Barnes for their accomplishment, which tomorrow, things that I just got this today, tomorrow I have to get on the phone and call everybody who has held the belt. But the banquet is going to be something big, and you know, if you're trying to be a part of the Grudge Inc. movement, this is you know, the beginning of many things to be something big. So if you got the time and you got the money, you know, when the information becomes all available, come on down to the banquet July 19th and support Grudge Inc., which is supporting all Grudge Racing.
Hey, Rick, who got that belt right now?
James Houston with the naturally aspirated Ford Fairlane.
Oh.
He won the last race up at Mason Dixon on the 13th.
Tell him to take some pictures of it, shot it up.
I'm sorry, not the 13th, the 27th or 29th or whatever it was.
So your race is going to be Sunday. You'll be on the starting line at 4 o'clock, regardless. If the weather permits,
well, like I said, we had to be in the lane no later than 4:30.
Right.
But I'm not working Sunday.
I'm not neither.
So I'll be headed to the track early. I won't have no excuses of showing up late and this not happening and blah blah blah, so forth. And most know, I never take off work. So if I'm not going to work the race, you definitely know down on his ass I'm going.
Hey, Rick, I just want to let you know, even though things might not happen like we planned, we still want that belt, so I'm still coming to get it.
Well, shit, I want it back, so we just gonna have to battle for it come next year.
Well, you ready to get it before I get there? Once I get there and I get it, y'all ain't getting it back.
Well, you know, I'm kind of thinking, I haven't discussed this yet, but I was kind of thinking, you know, since James won it and he's holding it over the winner, that he just keeps the belt and another belt will be awarded this year. You know, and each year, whoever wins the belt at the end of the year, they just hold on to it, you know what I'm saying, like a trophy. So with that being said, if that's the case, then a new belt will be issued, and then, you know, the first race is going to be a shootout to see who gets the belt, that first race. So if y'all ready then, I welcome y'all with open arms to come on over here and try to get it.
So are you the only one that's Grudge Racing Sunday? I mean, fall?
No, I was trying to get another guy on, Ricky Fox and Cubby.
Yeah.
Both guys have Mustangs. I'm not aware of motor size, but they're supposed to run. There's been some talk going back and forth on Facebook, which I don't know all the parties involved exactly, but it's been some talk that some people are supposed to do some Grudge Racing. So, being as though the weather's going to be good, Buzz Creek is going to have a swap meet that day. I think it's going to be a good turnout and eventful day of racing.
It's going to be at Capitol or Buzz Creek?
Buzz Creek.
Oh, where are you going to run at?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's even better.
Yeah.
80 miles.
All of this is going on at Buzz Creek Sunday.
Oh, okay. Okay, sounds good.
Yep.
Well, if nothing happened, I will come up there and touch you on your shoulder.
I look forward to seeing you. I haven't seen you in a good while.
I sure appreciate it, Rick. And I hope to talk with you again. When is your next show?
Every Thursday at 8 p.m.
Huh?
Every Thursday at 8 p.m.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. And it was real talking to all of you guys from Michigan, throughout the Midwest, the South, wherever you may be. I appreciate it. And I'll be talking with y'all later.
All right. Well, I hope to see you Sunday.
Okay, then. Thank you, Rick. I'll talk
all
with
right.
you.
And I guess that'll be it for tonight. Pete, I guess we'll chop it up tomorrow or something. And,
if not, I'll definitely see you Sunday because I'm coming in to see this one. I just want to see the outcome because you and Mark have been going in for a long time, so to finally see y'all at least get a resolve is a good thing.
Yeah.
Once you get the first one off, the second and third one to come easy because somebody be really wanting to get some kickback. So the main thing.
Well,
is
I don't know. I personally think y'all kind of scared some people with them comments y'all made when I made that one hit on the six in the Malibu. But people have been waiting for a good while to see the Malibu run again. So they just gonna come out on the strength of that just to see the car. Outrun.
Y'all finished with the Camaro for the year?
Yeah, we done with that. Trying to take the motor out and get the body work and stuff on the car done and get the car straight and get it all nice and pretty for next year. I'm going to leave mine ugly, so I don't think I'll be getting mine painted no time soon. She's seen it run better ugly anyway. I might start having problems if I get it painted.
Yeah, I'm trying to get mine fancy too, because, you know, when I put him in the track, I got to park beside Kenny, you know how he is. So I got to represent, I got to be clean, so.
Yeah. I might get there at some point. Just to tell a quick little story, my dad has a Camaro, a 67 Camaro, and it's been prime for years since he's been racing it as a street car back in the 60s and the 70s. He went and painted it, and right after he painted it, he wrecked it on Bladesburg Road.
Hey.
But out of all the years the car's been prime, he never had a problem with it. As soon as he painted it, he wrecked it. Needless to say, you know, he got it back together. It got a paint job on it now, but the car been sitting in the garage for so many years, it ain't doing nothing. But I kind of feel like I'm in the same boat, not wishing nothing on myself. But, you know, I had this car since 2003. Every achievement, everything that's been done with it been on me. You know, I know this car like I know my body, you know what I'm saying? So the painting would be nice, but I ain't tripping on no paint. It's good green to me. But it's out of 10. I'm quite sure Miss Foxbody's ready to go. I'd like to thank Jay Barnes for saying the prayer today and, again, presenting us with this show. He, along with myself, would like it if we could get people from this area to come down to the banquet in January in Atlanta and, you know, do it up real big and look forward to the great things that Grudge Inc. has to offer and got going on next year in 2013. And I do have a question, though. Ms. Foxbody.
Yes.
Is there still a magazine going on or what's going on with that? I haven't heard anything
there
about
is.
That quite much.
The magazine okay. is still going on.
Okay. I haven't received any copies of magazines in quite some time, but
I will check on that for tomorrow for you and get back with you about it.
Okay. All right, well, I think I'm going to let everybody ease off the phone now. I know it's getting around my bedtime. And, you know, I'm back. I appreciate everybody's support and understanding in my situation. But I'm back, and I look forward to Sunday and getting back on here Thursday. and doing a full race recap and future upcoming event for the following weekend, since we only got 3 weeks of racing left here in the early, unless you go down south. But I look forward to doing it again next week. So I thank you all again for the support, and good night. Pete, I'll holler at you tomorrow.
Hi, Rick.
BP Racing right. Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimal results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.